Hi there and welcome to this week's Woman to Woman with me, Jackie Haughey. My guest this week is Denise Mullen, psychologist and counsellor. She runs Joy of Connection and we will be chatting about the normal ups and downs of juggling church, ministry, the busyness of life and so much more on this week's Woman to Woman. Denise Mullen, psychologist and counsellor. I often think if somebody is more emotional or more, let's say, suffers from anxiety, depression and for a long time, that they might have more negative dreams than me. Would that be right?
Yeah. That's because, again, of life issues that they... when there's anxiety, a lot of times the person's answer is to try and shut the door and walk away from it. And what they're trying to do is outrun pain and fear. That is fruitless. That is not going to help them. But there's this tendency to move away from it rather than move toward it. But as we move toward it to resolve it, whether the resolution is to grieve something, to come out of that developmental age within us that was injured, let's say we had a big injury at the age of five, big incident, and it's always haunted us on the unconscious level. Mm. Kind of getting that up to a conscious level and working it through, grieving it, dealing with it, gets an adult perspective on it and freedom. We begin to understand, oh my gosh, I've been carrying that fear my whole life and running from it rather than dealing with it.
Than dealing with it.
Yeah, pausing to do the work instead of running from it. Save a lot of energy.
I suppose, especially if it's a reoccurring dream, you need to really get it assessed. So you're saying writing it down is important if you can remember it.
So important.
And get
and the more you do, the more you will.
The more you do, the more you will. And you'll get and you'll learn how to interpret these dreams. You obviously find it very easy to interpret dreams, I suppose, being
a
psychologist
easy,
and counsellor.
30 years of practice, and I was trained by someone who was the most gifted. He was a Christian psychologist in Orange County, California, and he was the most gifted dream interpreter I ever met in my life, and I just found it a privilege to sit with him for 7 years while he taught me.
Are we getting more dreams and visions now, really, in these days, more than before?
I absolutely believe we are.
And are kids getting them? And I know, going back to that passage, you know, young men will dream dreams and old men will see visions, or the other way around. That is happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be aware of it. And is that just the church?
No, I've recently heard of more people. I've heard of three of the same dream released to non-believers in just the last few weeks, and I know it's God. Each of them had, in essence, the same dream. They ended up dying, going to a place with lots of light, and there were long, long lines, and everyone was told to get in one line or the other.
Mm.
And the line that was going to hell was greater by far than there was a huge line, and then the other line was whether they would be allowed to come into God's presence or not in heaven. And where they were was kind of before the throne seat of judgment in essence, and they were told, you must make a decision. So these were three different people in the last few weeks that were taken into that heavenly space or realm and impacted with the awareness through their dream that they had to make a decision. You make your decision for Christ or not. It's up to you.
That's so interesting.
Three people, all non-Christians, all wanted...
And this is in your psychology counseling sessions?
No.
This is just in general.
Friends, and I heard directly one of them, two others were friends that told me that their sibling had these dreams.
That is so interesting. We need to be aware of that too, because my husband has a lot of dreams. I get a reoccurring dream about being on a boat and like a tidal wave coming and some people are wiped away on the boat, but I'm always safe with members of the family. And it happens
that's Psalm 91 to a T, isn't it?
Is it?
It's kind of in the midst of this coronavirus fear that's going on. I mean, the boat could be any number of things, but generally a car, a boat, a train, a plane would be progression. Ministry, progression, travel, movement, growth, whatever, however God has shown you what it might be. But your boat is movement forward through the water. So you and your family were saved even while 10,000 fell. at your right hand and your left. And it's just a good reminder to pray Psalm 91 over ourselves and our family at this time. Just turn to Him. He will protect us.
Yeah. There is a lot of dreams people get about water and drowning.
Yeah.
Another time I had a dream that I was in a car. This is before I came to the Lord, that I was in a car and the car started to sink with all my family in it, my kids, and the Lord was showing me in it, you have a decision. If you went back to your old, I was a Christian, very new Christian, and He was showing me this is what could have happened if I didn't come to Him. I would have drowned, and it was in a car again, in a big pool of water, and we were all drowning, and the electric windows went up and we couldn't get out. And He said, this is what could have happened if I didn't. And I really felt that very clear.
And it's just so absolutely true. I mean, it's just absolutely true and a gift from God to spell it out. I think people are either afraid to have an eternal perspective or to be very aware of what happens to us as soon as we do pass from this life. I think a lot of people spend a lot of effort obliterating that thought. They're afraid of their mortality. The terror about this coronavirus is so connected to mortality. And instead, if we have an eternal perspective, that we have a decision to make, and the decision is very real and it's impacting for all of eternity, instead, again, of running away from it and not dealing with it, we need to turn to Him and just go, Lord, help me be hand in hand with You, that I know what is right and what is pleasing to You. And that was a gift, Jackie. The dream was just absolutely a gift.
Well, that's all we have time for today on Woman to Woman. And if you've missed any of today's show, you can listen back again on our website by going to www.ucbireland.ie/podcasts and clicking on the link for our teaching programmes. If you've any questions or comments about today's show, email me, Jackie@ucbradio.ie. Thanks for listening. Until next time, take care and God bless.